100.1 FM, The Ranch, Perth County's hottest country. Brandon in studio and joined on the line here by Mike Ravenhill, the CEO for the David Foster Foundation. Mike, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. If I was any better, I'd cancel my life insurance. So.
I'm going to use that one at a later date, and I will credit you. Mike, it's Organ Donor Awareness Month here, something that's extremely important, especially here in Canada, because I've found it troubling that we don't rate very well when it comes to organ donors as a developed country. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and why Organ Donor Awareness Month is so important?
Well, absolutely. It, you know, Canada right now has one of the worst organ and tissue donor registry rates in all developing countries. And when we look at our country, as so blessed as we are in our country, to have that stat, you know, as the mantle that people talk about, it doesn't need to happen. We can change that through education and awareness. But when you think about that, we have right now just over 30% of Canadians that are registered organ and tissue donors. And we can change that by just getting a better education, speaking to people like yourself, Brandon, and just, you know, getting the word out of the need to become a registered organ donor. Because, you know, what if it was your life to be saved? Wouldn't you want that registration rate so much higher so that you had a better chance to live?
If you don't mind if I get personal here, were you ever at some point somebody who was not an organ donor and then had your mind changed?
Absolutely. You know, it was an education for me as well. You know, in my earlier years, I'm in closing 60 with six grandchildren, and I speak to my kids and tell them all the time, you know, share it with a friend, tell your teammates or whatever, because I learned when I was in my 20s about it. I sure wish I'd have learned earlier, because, you know, when you think of Logan Brulé, he was a hockey player, and he, you know, registered in early in his life, and the effect that he had when he unfortunately passed away, the lives that he saved and that he improved through being a registered organ donor. So, you know, it's just the education and telling people of the importance and why it's needed. And, you know, when you take a look at the statistics of, you know, you've got one organ donor can save 8 lives or improve the quality of life up to 75 people. Why wouldn't we do that? That's a wonderful way to leave a life legacy. You know, our stats right now, which are staggering, you know, when you talk about the number of deaths, there's 5 deaths a week. Or one death every 30 hours in Canada. We have over 1,600 people that are waiting on the organ donor and organ and tissue donor list right now for an organ. So we can change that in Canada. We are always a leader in so many things. This is where we need to also lead.
Okay. So if I recall correctly, Mike, when I went in and renewed my driver's license, I was asked if I would like to be an organ donor. And I think it's the same with your health card as well. And it was simple enough to check that box. But folks don't have to wait in order to actually get themselves on the donor list, because that's what you guys are so good at with the David Foster Foundation. You've made it so easy for us.
Thank you for that. Yeah, well, if you go to davidfosterfoundation.com, you can click on register now. And then we have a map of our country. You can click on that map, and in every province, you would, from wherever you are in the country, you can click on your province and then register. It only takes 2 minutes, and we make it so simple to do. But again, you know, it could be your life that's going to be saved at some point.
Well, there was something you had mentioned that I wasn't aware of, and that's if you do move, Mike, let's say you move out of province, some folks might think that, you know, their driver's license and their health card and the fact that they're an organ donor carries over to the next province, but you were telling me that's not the case.
No, it unfortunately isn't. We don't have a national organ donor, organ and tissue donor registry in Canada. So each province manages their own registries. So if you move provinces, and you had it on your driver's license, and then you go to another province, you aren't actually registered in that province. So, you know, we always encourage people to get on the check each province when they move to the province. Make sure that they go on to, they can do davidfosterfoundation.com is always the easiest because we make it so simple. But you can actually go and check to see if you are registered, see if your name is still on the registry, because a lot of the time it does not follow through and carry with you when you go to different provinces.
And what an awful situation that would be if you were someone who was so committed to the cause, and then just because of, you know, a lack of knowledge, suddenly something happens and you're no longer an organ donor and can't help those 8 lives that you had mentioned, or even up to 75 people benefiting from an organ donor. So one more thing here. It seems like common sense, but I imagine that there's quite a few people who, when they check off organ donor, don't actually do this. I don't think I did, Mike. Inform your family.
Yeah, it's so important to do that. Inform your family and friends, because when that time comes that that you are passing away, if your whole family doesn't know and you're all in that room, out of respect, the doctors will not fulfill the wishes if there is a family member that says, no, I don't think, you know, Sally was or John was an organ donor. If you had 5 family members and 4 said yes he was and 1 said no, then they will, out of respect, they will not continue that procedure, because they want to make sure that the wishes of the family are collective and that they aren't offending anyone. So we say, make sure that you tell your family members, make sure you tell your friends that you are a registered organ donor. You can also go to David Foster Foundation on Facebook and Instagram and post it, because that's another way that they can also check to see that you were, if there was question, or at David Foster FDN on X or Twitter. So we just say, make sure that you're voicing it and let people know of your wishes. Let people know that you support becoming or being a registered organ donor.
And you know what? Maybe that can even help to convince some of your other family members or friends who might be on the fence on the subject.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Mike Ravenhill here, CEO for the David Foster Foundation. Again, head to davidfosterfoundation.com. As Mike said, they have a map. It's extremely easy for you to navigate and be able to find your province and register to become an organ donor today. Let's get these numbers up here in the Great White North. Before I let you go as well, Mike, just want to thank you for your service. Today, We Know Ranch Country, celebrating 100 years of the Canadian Armed Forces. And we know how important all of our veterans are. And your family actually had a longstanding military history, you were telling me.
Yes, my father actually was in the RAF, the Royal Air Force. And he was a pilot and an engineer. So in World War II. But and then just a few years ago, I had the great honor to be appointed the honorary colonel for the 410 Tactical Fighter Squadron in Cold Lake, Alberta. So it is the 100th anniversary. We celebrate all those that went before us, that fought for us to give us the freedoms in Canada, and we are grateful for their service.
I got to ask, did your father fly Spitfires?
He did. He was a training pilot and did fly them, yes.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful plane. Every time I get to the Canadian Military Museum, that's like the first stop.
It's a wonderful museum too. If you have never been to it, there's a great history there. And there's a tremendous amount of great stories, and just speaking of our heroes that have fought for our freedom. So we celebrate that. We celebrate 100 years of the Canadian Armed Forces and our Air Force.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to inform us here on the ranch. Great chatting with you, especially I'm pretty sure we got a fellow Leafs fan here. So great stuff, and you enjoy the rest of your day. We will catch up with you soon and continue to encourage folks to hop on to davidfosterfoundation.com.
Thank you so much, and thanks for what you do as well. Go Leafs.
Go Leafs, go. Bye, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.